Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Great new podcast that is out that you're going to want to hear. The first two episodes are out from Project Brazen, the new podcast, Kabul Falling. And it is so interesting. It's all about the Taliban's rise back to power after the U.S. pulls out of Afghanistan. Some great perspectives. And we have executive producer Bradley Hope with us here on the National Defense. Hi, Bradley.
Hello. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, nice to speak to you. I've listened to the first episode of this, and it is so interesting and so many great perspectives, beginning with your female host, right?
Yes. She's an amazing journalist herself.
Yeah.
Originally from Afghanistan, but now British.
Yeah, so she's a British journalist and like you said, from Afghanistan, so really gives her own perspective to this too, as well as people in and out of Afghanistan. First of all, I got to tell you, man, great production values. It just sounds fantastic. You guys have put this thing together in such a way that is just so entertaining and interesting. Let's talk a little bit about the U.S. pullout and the deal that was struck even before then with the Taliban. I can't wrap my head around the fact that anybody would trust the Taliban to keep their word.
Yeah, I think probably, and the other thing is no politician or military official really expected what happened to happen as well. You know, the speed, the totality of the Taliban taking back over. And I think probably would give them a lot more pause now if they could go back in time to essentially avoid erasing 20 years of work and effort, right, and blood, you know, that we've lost and everything like that.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And we've talked to so many people on this show about that surprise from everybody about how quickly that fell and how quickly the Taliban ramped back up in their own way. And in fact, we just last week had Major Tom Schuman on the program. He's written a book called Always Faithful about the 6-year struggle that he had to get his interpreter into the U.S., but he finally did it. But we're talking to Bradley Hope here in the National Defense from Project Brazen and their brand new podcast, Kabul Falling. And the thing that really saddens me is when the podcast talks about where women were in Afghanistan and where they are now, because there had been a period there where women were really kind of getting an edge on education and society. And I was very surprised to learn that there was actually a female operated TV station there, right?
Yeah, that's right. Ogai, one of the people that we've featured in there, she was a journalist. I think the fun thing people don't often grasp is that most people in Afghanistan, the majority of the population, were actually born after 9/11. It's been a huge population explosion. So there's so many young people who've kind of grown up in this moment when there's sort of this tension where obviously the Taliban were out. There was this steady march towards, you know, increasing the gender equality and just in general sort of democratic kind of concepts and things like that. And these are the people whose future was really robbed in a way by what's happened. And I think they have the most kind of sad story of all, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right. And it's so unfortunate because they had done so much in the years since 9/11 to get to that point. And so now the Taliban is back operating the way it wants to. And the gentleman that you featured on the podcast, too, that worked with the U.S. and had threats even before the U.S. pulled out, but had death threats from the Taliban because he was working with the U.S. I can't even imagine a situation there now and how frightening that must be.
And also, you know, people like this gentleman, Abdul, they didn't get a pension. He had to quit his job because of threats to his life. He didn't keep getting any kind of income because of the kind of hazards of his job. And when it came to escaping, the reason he's been able to be successful today is because of this bond he forged with a CIA case officer who he worked with for years. And I think in a way that's kind of that's the sad and the happy side of what happened in the last year is those relationships proved to be so strong that there's so many people across the world who really put up the money, you know, the time, the effort, the passion to get people out. And that's why so many people did escape, despite the fact that there wasn't a lot there to help them with that, you know, a lot of the official channels.
Yeah, absolutely. There's just nowhere to turn. We're talking about this new podcast, Kabul Falling. Two episodes out now and a new one released every single Monday. This is for Project Brazen. Bradley Hope, executive producer, is on with us here. And yeah, you know, just everything that they had worked for kind of just, you know, going down the drain. Do you guys feature any kind of interviews with Taliban leaders in the podcast?
Yes. Towards the end of the season, we have an interview with a Taliban official who actually took some risk speaking to us because it was an unauthorized interview.
Sure.
And it is actually quite a fascinating interview because there clearly is a kind of perspective that's often missing from these discussions about, you know, being raised in this underground kind of movement and the feelings they had. You know, there's everyone can agree there was bad things happening in Afghanistan even obviously before the Taliban took back over.
Sure.
You know, corruption, mismanagement, you know, just sort of very halting progress and that sort of thing. So in a way, there's some agreement about the state of things, but unfortunately, the enmity that they felt was so profound that they really just quashed any kind of feeling of a harmonious society, you know, of different points of view. They really can come in with a very totalitarian point of view. And that's just the really sad thing about things right now.
Yeah. And you get so many great voices, so many great perspectives in a podcast. Bradley, what was the most surprising thing that you found out about where Afghanistan is right now with the Taliban?
I think like everyone, I was just so shocked by the speed at which everything fell apart that it really just had no strength, no resilience whatsoever, what was being built by the Afghan government. And I think that's due to the corruption, the kind of addiction to the status quo, you know, where they get essentially handouts and you know, I used to live in the United Arab Emirates for a time, and there's so much corrupt Afghan wealth there. But I just never knew how fragile it had made the country. Mm. So that the moment the protectors left, it all fell apart instantly.
Yeah, it's just, it's a sad situation. It's a great podcast, Kabul Falling, new out every Monday, two out right now. Bradley, thank you so much for the time. Great job on the podcast and great success.
Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.